Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
And our guest is here.
I can't believe it. JP Cooper, welcome to South Africa. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Listen, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you playing in Cape Town yesterday. How was the gig?
Mind-blowing.
Really?
Yeah, you know, to come to another territory that's so far away,
yeah.
And you know, I've never been here before, and to feel the energy and the excitement, I've never heard a crowd as loud as that. Every song.
Listen, so, I was on your Insta stories, and I couldn't believe how many people were there. The energy was absolutely electric. How does that feel for you, coming from so far away and having your song sung back at you?
It was a shock. I mean, I think I still need to process it. You know, it's literally been, we did that. I lay in bed kind of, my ears ringing. You know, and we did an early morning show this morning. So I think it'll probably be when I get home and I'm like, what just happened?
Mm. Yeah,
but
I can imagine.
It's been amazing.
I can. When did you get into the country, by the way?
Yesterday.
Oh, hectic.
Wow.
Flew in from the UK onto stage that night, busy. But are you at least going to get some time off? Are you going to do the South African, finish a couple of shows, go to safari?
Not this time, I'm afraid. Oh, so I'm straight back into a UK tour when I get home. So, yeah.
Touring season.
This trip to SA is actually part of your world tour. And so often, international artists have a world tour.
Yes.
And there's not even a stop
in
South Africa.
Thank you for saying
it's
this.
It's like we don't exist on the map.
This round of applause is for you, sir.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you know, the people here made so much noise, you know, saying, please come, please. Because you never know, you know, sometimes you have people on social media, online, they say, come to the show, but then it's just that 100 people that keep posting every time. So, you know, to come last night was like, okay, this is real, you know, and I think they made so much noise that we thought something's really happening here.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, it's the beginning of a relationship, you know, it feels really, really special.
I love that. And it's a thing I've heard from so many people who've come to South Africa. Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just wait. Mm. You're going to fall in love. Take us back a bit, because your name sort of came up in South Africa. You've done a lot of vocals for other people, sort of the Jonas Blue record and September song and so on. And I love that you've cropped up on, you know, things like Don Diablo's tunes and, like, you know, proper dance records and so on. But you play a guitar quite gently and then sing. And you've been doing the band thing since like 2002, 2003.
A long time.
It's one of those, you know, 20 years makes an overnight success.
Right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
So take us back, like, to your journey. Where does your musical inspiration, your vibe come from? What is your vibe, actually, in your words?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it. You know, I feel like I touch on a lot of things. You know, we were talking. I grew up in Manchester in the UK. So obviously, around that time, all the Manchester bands, you know, Oasis and the Stone Roses and the Happy Mondays and all of those amazing bands were everywhere in the world. So a lot of young lads in Manchester would have guitars around, you know, cheap guitars. So that was, it just so happened that my friend bought a guitar and we used to sing songs together, you know. And that grew into a bit of a love. And then a lot of my friends were into kind of heavy guitar music, and I was kind of a closet soul music fan. And then the older I got, I started to come out of my shell a little bit. I found a local gospel choir. I sang with a gospel choir for quite a while. Started delving a lot more into soul music. But I'm a big fan of kind of all kinds of music, really. You know, it touches a little bit on soul, a little bit on kind of your classic, more traditional singer-songwriter. There's little bits of country leaning stuff, like not country but so I feel like there's a lot of people everywhere who can resonate a little bit with where I'm going, so I'm kind of bringing all of those things together. But yeah, it's been a long road.
I always find it interesting to ask, because, you know, someone who only listens to sort of top 40 kind of tunes might have heard you on a Jonas Blue record and been like, oh, this man makes tropical house music. But it's not true.
Not at all.
So touring is a very kind of taxing experience for any artist, and I mean, you're doing all of these different countries and it's a big tour. Is it something that you are quite comfortable with, or are you happier in the studio writing the songs and then just kind of leaving the touring to the other guys?
So I've spent the last 3 months just in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's been incredible. You know, being able to just keep going and adding a little bit more paint to the canvas and seeing it develop. Touring for me is, it's incredible, you know, to see the people engaging with your music. I have two kids at home. I have a wife at home. You know, in a perfect world, I would spend more time at home. But at the minute, you know, I guess it's kind of a responsibility. You know, there's so many people connecting with your music and they want you to come out. It would be wrong of me to not do that. So, and when I do it, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's just finding that balance, which is just a lifelong battle for anyone between work, family, all of those things. But yeah, I have to do quite a lot of mental preparation to get myself into that because I spend a lot of time at home being a dad.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's people screaming, you know?
Yeah, it's a very different energy that you have to sort of carry around with you.
Yeah.
You have two kids. Do they think you're cool, first of all? And secondly, do they know their dad is JP Cooper?
So the little one, obviously, he's two.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything yet. He's, you know, he just knows I'm dad. The older one, when he comes out to my shows or he sees anything, he gets really, really proud. Cool, I'm not sure. I think sometimes he says, "Dad, you're making me cringe." No, that's more at home with my dad jokes or with, you know, I think nowadays, like, the cool people are like YouTubers or, you know, that's what the kids are into. Mm. So I think, you know, now and again he remembers, he's like, oh, people actually kind of think my dad's something, you know.
Yeah.
But most of the time I'm just idiot dad, you know.
I imagine there's that moment though as a kid where, like, you said 11 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there would have been a point somewhere where, like, either you see dad on TV or you see dad on a stage and it twigs and you're like, that's my father. What's he doing?
There's my wife, I can remember I played on the main stage at a festival called Boardmasters in the UK. It was a few years back now, and it was the first show that he came to see me. And there's a video of him on my wife's shoulders, and he's in the crowd, and I come on stage and his face kind of drops and everybody's singing along and he's going, everybody likes my dad. He's actually singing. He's like, his mind is blown. He's that was so, so, so beautiful. I was like nearly tearing up on stage because I could see him like, what is happening? So that was beautiful, but I think he's forgotten that now.
You'd have to remind him in the future. And the little one, I saw a video that was on your profiles of just like the two of you, him on your shoulders, having a walk through the woods near the house and like singing together. Man, it was one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, do you know what? I think I very much feel like that is such a big part of my, even more so than, I connect more with that guy than I do with this guy. This is, you know, this is kind of like what's going on. So I think, you know, I started trying to share a little bit more of that. I mean, mainly because I'm just so proud of him and, you know, the boys are, he's such a beautiful little thing. And so it's nice. I think people really appreciate me sharing that. But we spend a lot of time walking around the woods and being outdoors and things like that. He'd love it out here.
Considering there's a two-year-old at home and you have got off for an extended trip to go be a rock star on the other side of the world, is there like some making up to your wife you have to do when you get home?
She's amazing. She's absolutely incredible. I mean, obviously when we met, I was doing this, you know, so she knew what she was getting herself in for, but she's so, so supportive. I think she knows that I have to do a lot of mental work to come out and do this. I'm not a natural extroverted performing kind of guy, so you know it takes me a few weeks to settle into it, and then I'm like, okay, cool, I remember how to do this now. But she's always happy for me to come home, you know. She's never, I think I could totally understand if she resented me a little bit, but so is, we're 4 years into our marriage and it's not happened yet, so you know, long may it continue.
JP, you know, you just actually said something so awesome about how you're not the most extroverted performer, but it's your lyrics that draw people in and the music that draws people in. Do you have a favorite song to sing?
Do you know what? At the minute, I think there was an artist. My dad was an artist, and he is an artist. And he said there was an artist that every time he was asked what his favourite picture is, he said the next one.
Oh.
And at the minute, like I said, I've spent the last few months recording the next record, and I'm so excited to be able to come out with that music and that production. And yeah, I really enjoy kind of All This Love and songs like that, where there's a lot of, you know, the more soulful kind of songs. But it's more about the crowd and seeing how they respond, because, you know, I go out and sing them every night, and if I was just singing them to myself in a room, I'd get bored. But I never get bored, because it's always different smiles, different faces, different tears. It's amazing.
Back before the weekend blew up, he had dropped a mixtape, the last one sort of before he got super famous, and everyone on Twitter was raving about how good The Weeknd was. And I just replied to the tweet and I was like, I don't know, this seems very average to me. And he liked it and retweeted it, and I was like, oh, this is now officially awkward.
Wow.
And then he went on to be a superstar.
Yeah,
amazing. So he's not been into the show then.
No. I think we'll have to beg him to come on. JP, your career spans a long time of trying to make it as a musician.
Oh yeah.
And now we're looking at world tours, billions of streams, radio plays in the hundreds of thousands. When you were on that journey of becoming the star that you are now, did you always know you were going to be successful? Or was there a time when you were going like, I don't know if this break is going to happen?
There were, for the most part, I mean, me and most of my friends were kind of, we just decided we were going to do music, and that was it. And so a lot of us, way into our 20s, we weren't getting good jobs, we weren't getting mortgages, we weren't getting any of that stuff. So as far as gauging where I should be at that point in my life went, there was nobody who was like smashing it.
Yes.
So it kind of made it easier for me to hang in there and stick with it. But for me, it was always a case of when rather than if. There was a little moment after my first boy was born, because at that point I was working in a bar, I was, you know, doing little shows for a little bit of money here and there, but it was never a lot, never enough to kind of keep things going and quit my day job. And there was a moment where I thought, you know, am I going to be one of those people who, you know, people are kind of saying behind my back, like, I think you really need to get real, buddy, like, it's not going to happen. There was a tiny little moments of doubt, but I quickly talked myself out of them. And then luckily within a couple of years, things started moving. But yeah, I think everybody has to battle with that. I think the new generation struggles a lot harder, because they're so used to this instant gratification from TikTok and all of those other things. So I'm grateful to have came from a generation that understands that things take time.
Yeah.
And they don't always, but that was the case with me. And yeah, it feels good to be here. And it feels good to have been able to make my mistakes not in front of a camera.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still make them every now and again here, but I feel in a good place.
Fair. I like that. And I like what you were saying about, you know, having the space to do that.
Mm.
Because I think now, especially if you're, it doesn't matter what it is, you don't have to be a musician, but any kind of creator, any kind of content creator, like, you're not just competing against other people who've been playing guitar for 2 years. You're competing with everyone and everything in the world. You're competing with Netflix for attention. You're competing with Beyonce for attention. You're competing with, because everything's on social media and everything gets so widely spread, like, it's all good and well that the playing field is more balanced, but it's just so big.
Yeah. But even from, you know, just on a personal level, as far as competing, everything is competing for our attention.
Also,
you know,
true.
And so as far as whether it's marketing, whether it's all of this stuff, so actually as a creative, it's really, really important to kind of, I just recently like turned off all of my notifications on my phone, all of those things, because
you have found your home.
Exactly.
On this show,
you know,
with
you need to focus on the things that you're doing. So
I have no notifications on my phone. It doesn't buzz, it doesn't vibrate, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't flash my screen. I only check things when I want to check.
Well,
that's
it. And you have to set a time, especially, you know, it's a tricky one for me, because I have to make sure that I take that time in the day to sit down. Mm. And I know from last night, I've got a lot of things that I need to respond to.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's carving that time up rather than constantly being stuck to it. And that way you can be fully present with it as well.
Yes.
So I'm working on that. And I think a lot of other people should do as well.
Look at Rob looking at me, because this is like my
other
hand.
You had this conversation before, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Should we go with our quick fire?
We got the quick fires, yes. JP Cooper is in town for Park Live tomorrow. We'll give you those details next. Do you want to go first?
I do want to go first. Okay. You cannot think.
Okay.
It's quick fire. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Eat out or cook?
eat out.
Okay. Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Ooh.
My man.
That's the correct answer. And then, this one might take a little bit of thought. Who is the artist that you would most love to collaborate with that you haven't yet? Because you tick some big ones already off the bucket list.
Timbaland. Oh. More producer than an artist, but...
No, look.
Still,
no.
You know...
No, I've got a lot of love for Timbaland.
I can hear it in my head, and I'm already excited for when it happens.
Yes.
Tims, if you're listening to the show, please make it a real thing.
When it does happen, we can say the news actually broke here. It was a small thought, and now it's out in the world.
It is out in the universe. Okay, Manchester lad, United or City?
So, we were just having this conversation, actually. I said earlier, my dad had four girls before he had me. Loved football. I came out singing, wasn't interested in football at all. I think because of the part of Manchester I grew up in, I think I would probably, the majority of my friends were City fans. But yeah, I was never
a football fan.
Football fan, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's the safest way, you know.
Yeah. It is.
No rivalry.
Yeah.
Pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
Guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure would be, I don't know why Phil Collins is popping into my head, but I don't feel like there's anything guilty about that. It's amazing. I think for a while back in the day it was guilty, but I'm not guilty anymore. Okay. I'm just going to give you that because that's all I can think of. Yeah,
love
it's
it.
Quick fire.
What about your travel crocs?
Oh, come on. You just outed me. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine.
Do you know what?
Exposed.
I'm only guilty when I'm kind of meeting people for the first time. I'm like, guys walking in. And they're not even the cool crocs. They're like the basic blue ones that just, they work for me on flights.
But they're cool. Crocs made a huge comeback. Imagine if crocs had just gone, oh, people make fun of us all the time. Like, we out.
No, we're crocs not. Are cool.
Yeah.
Crocs like are cool.
Skechers. Skechers kind of the same thing.
Also like, cool.
They're cool as well.
Yeah.
See, for a while, they were definitely not cool.
Mm. I agree with you about the guilty pleasure thing, by the way. No one should feel guilty about any kind. If it gives you joy, enjoy it.
Yes.
You know?
Simple.
Last question. I was going to say quick fire, but one song you wish you'd written.
Let It Be by the Beatles. We did a cover of it recently, you know, and I'm like, I wish that was mine. It's the simple ones that just speak to everybody, you know. It's really special.
No, dude, thank you so much for coming to hang out with us this afternoon. We really appreciate your time and
absolute
your
pleasure.
Chances taking out your first ever trip to South Africa. JP is at Park Live tomorrow at Mark's Park in the Botanical Gardens. Let me just tell you, by the way, the rest of that lineup. I've lost it here. I've got so many pieces of paper. JP Cooper from the UK. Who's in the studio is headlining. Prime Circle are going to be there, who we saw recently at Jacaranda Day. Matthew Mole, who we love. Good Luck, who were in studio with us a while ago. Neon Dreams are great. Loiso is great. Short Straw is great. Wandile Mbambeni is great. It's going to be a good Park Live.
I tell you, so many incredible artists on one lineup, headlined by the man who is in our studio right now, JP Cooper.
And if you're traveling tomorrow, JP's in Durban on Sunday, so you can catch him there.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
So good.
Listen, mate, enjoy the rest of your first trip to South Africa.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate your time. If you want tickets, howler.co.za is the place to go and get them. There are still a couple available.
Not many.
Maar daar is. Mate, thank you so much. We appreciate you on The Drive with Robin Ross.
Pleasure. See you guys again soon.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.